You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
Net nannies everywhere.
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for ya. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
Y'all motherfuckers have gone net nanny retarded. And whenever I say they're everywhere, I mean they are everywhere. Everybody's doing it. And the only reason they're doing it is because they're super duper pissed. I mean, you piss them off the right way, and you say something that just, it just cuts them so deep. The first thing they doing is running to the fucking admin. Running to the portal. And going, oh, he said this about me. He said that about me. Like, I know y'all think, like, y'all doing, like, I don't even know, you know, I don't know what goes through your mind, but one thing I do know that goes through your mind is you're mad and you want to get even. This person gets so mad that they run and they tattletale him. You know what this dude said to me on the internet? He's harassing me. And he's not just harassing me, he's harassing others. Look at what he's saying. But then you look at what I'm saying and I'm saying the truth. And what I'm prepared to do to defend the truth, or even defend myself. Like, bro, I can't help myself if y'all are attacking people like me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying me in general. I can't help it if you attack me and I man up and say something, you know? I mean, it is not like I've got to sit here and defend myself. Not to the people who matter, not to the people who care, not to the people, you know what I'm saying? But to these people, oh yeah, they're getting your account taken down. You're getting suspended. Like, for real. And, you know, whenever I say they're tattletales, because they go and they say things like, oh, this person, you know what I'm saying? Like in daycare. Oh, this person said that COVID-19 isn't real, but My daddy says it's real and he works for NASA. He works in politics, man. Shut the fuck up. God, y'all have gone net nanny retarded. Bro, it's so retarded that you can't go anywhere on the internet, well, like, except for my social media website. You can't go anywhere on the internet and just fucking be yourself. And whenever I say be yourself, I mean be your genuine self. Not the self that's the asshole that wants to lie on somebody and make them look like a piece of shit when they're clearly not. They're not doing anything wrong. They haven't done anything wrong. They're not going to do anything wrong, probably. You know what I mean? Like, they're not bothering anybody. Until somebody bothers them. And then that's whenever they're like, you know what? You little bitch! Little bitch! And these motherfuckers flinch every time. Every time they run into the net nannies.
You know what he called me? He called me a fag. He said nigga with a hard R. He must be racist. He said the word fag.
Oh my God. I remember we used to play basketball in PE, and every 5 seconds,
foul! Foul!
Like, I'm not even kidding. The kid would just scream foul. Like, nobody touched him. Or, like, maybe, like, they were doing the, like, I guess you could say hip bump or whatever to get them out of the way while they're dribbling. And this dude's calling a foul. You know what I mean? Like, every single thing that would happen, like, he'd go to shoot it, and a guy would, like, swat the ball and not even touch him. And the kid would be like, foul! Foul! Bro, it's just a game. Like, are you okay? He touched me. Okay, so, all right. Well, then, well, net nannies, man, I'm telling you, gone net nanny retarded. Net nannies are everywhere. They're trying to control everything, even in video games, dude. Like, on Nebula Realms, remember I was telling you, like, I had all that drama? Like, I didn't even get reported for that conversation, right? It was this other conversation. Like, this guy was clearly trolling somebody. And I went and I told him, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, quit being a bitch. Like, you're not no fucking Nebula Realms founder. Like, just get the fuck out of here. You know what this motherfucker did? He clipped all the bad things that I said. And didn't include anything he said. He tried to make him, he did like my ex, and tried to make himself look, oh, perfect, I'm perfect. I'm so perfect. I don't start no shit or cause any problems. Especially not from this troll account. No, like he sat there and admitted he was trolling. He admitted it. Oh, this is a troll account. What are you talking about? This is a troll account. Yeah, I know it is. Hence why I called you a noob. Only noobs troll from a fake account. Like, say what you gotta say from your real account. Like, everybody knew it was you. Little envy man. Like, seriously, Nebula Realms temporarily banned me for offensive language and racism. I called the dude a fag. Okay, so now fag is a race. All right, we're pulling the race card now on a video game. All right, knock it the fuck off, bruh. You know, every little bullshit game, every little bullshit social media that has a report and a fucking block button, if I had the authority, your shit would be banned from our freedom of speech touting fucking country. Seriously, now I know that this is probably, like, you know, fake news and all this shit, because you know how fake news does, but the Department of Homeland Security, which I'm under the impression was hired by Donald Trump and the same person is still in place, has now released a press release to the news in the name of the Homeland Security, right, saying, oh, you know, if you think the election was stolen, you must be a terrorist. Oh, if you think that COVID-19 is fake, then you must be a terrorist. Like, seriously, like, that's what it said on the news. Like, I mean, somebody could, like, I could be just tripping and somebody could have just made a meme of it on the internet, you know, because you know how that shit goes sometimes. But seriously, like, even if, you know, people are still trying to push that agenda with a fake meme. Either way, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? Net nannies everywhere. Oh, you might be a terrorist if you got a Call of Duty mask on. I mean, you might just be Antifa. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you might be a terrorist if you say, like, there's no sample of the virus. What? Get the fuck out of here. Show me the sample of the virus. Oh, China's got it. Good luck getting it from China. Shouldn't you have to, like, if you found it and you're in a country, you don't get to just hog the sample. That's not how it goes. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, it's mine. It's mine. No, get back. Get back. Everybody get back. Get back. I'm the last dragon. I'll kick all your asses. Now just everybody get back. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Wow. Like, if you were China and you held the virus, like, do you know how many other countries would come and kick your fucking ass? And don't even think about faking that situation. Don't even be like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that. Like, fuck you. Let's not pretend we have a World War III, because still, to this day, World War II has never ended because of the fact that Japan and Russia have not agreed on where their territories lie. I'm serious. They can't agree on the shit. World War II never ended. A lot of other places have signed treaties or whatever, you know, peace treaties. But as far as Japan and Russia go, they are on opposite sides of the spectrum here. One is like, fuck you, and the other is like, uh-uh, fuck you. You see what I'm saying? It never ended, bro. It never ends. It, you know what I'm saying? World War II, a war cannot end unless all sides have said, yes, okay, yes, yes, okay, yes. And they haven't. Whatever. But you see what I'm saying? I gotta get back to this net nanny thing. Like, there's this huge double standard big tech bias thing going on. Like, for example, it's okay for, like I said, in the Nebula Realms thing, it's okay for him to come and troll me, talk all this shit, say all this shit, and then only clip the parts that make me look guilty. Right? Like, first things first, this game should not be getting in between our fucking business. And I learned that from an app, right? I was like, dude, this chick is like over here saying all this shit, blah, 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 you know? Like, she can't say this, bro. Because she was trying to get people to like get on her side to come and attack me in my stream and all this shit, right? And they were like, you know what, dude? We don't get involved. And that taught me something. I was like, wow, you know what? Like, at first, I was like, dude, that's fucked up, man. They won't protect me from this fucking attack. Like, I'm just not gonna use this app anymore. Fuck it. Right? And that was my choice. But, you know, in the long run, I'm like, you know, I'm glad that they didn't get involved. It would have just gotten stupid. And, you know, like, what's the deal? Like, you know, like I said, if I didn't want to deal with that, I didn't have to be there and deal with that, right? And I didn't. And I got off the app. And, you know, I just haven't really used it since. But do you see what I'm saying here? Net nannies are everywhere. Like, I was trying to be a net nanny. Like, not really, but, like, I'd seen what she was doing. Like, I saw her trying to get people to come and fucking attack me. You know what I'm saying? She was targeting me. Like, that I can understand, right? Right? But whenever you're calling somebody out and saying, look, dude, look, you're being a piece of shit, and I'm not gonna take this shit anymore. That's kind of different. That's not me saying, hey, fuck this guy. Hey, everybody, let's lynch law this motherfucker. Let's lynch mob him. Come on. Let's you grab the rope, you grab the shovel, you grab the pitchfork, you grab the sword, you grab the knife, and you back there, just keep doing whatever you're doing because you're fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, Russ, you know? On the same subject, right? It's also okay for social media admins to commit what they would call a hate crime, right? Where they attack you from behind their veil, right? They just sit behind their admin veil, right? And then they pull the trigger and say, you know what, fuck you. Because let's face it, that they're pussies. If you confronted them face to face, you know what they do? They fucking cry themselves to sleep afterwards. Proverbially speaking, figuratively speaking, right? It's just crazy, man. You know, but anyways, what I'm saying is, it's okay for these social media admins to commit hate crimes on you and your account, but it's not okay for you to express your view about how they're making you feel. Like, for example, I caught up to the guy who's doing this fake news crap and silencing people on Facebook. It's a guy named Ben Nemo, N-I-M-M-O or Nemo or whatever. I just call him Nimrod. Like, hey, Nimrod, fuck you, pal. You know what I'm saying? I never said I was gonna knock the fuck out of him. I never said I was gonna do all these crazy things. No matter how bad I want to after what he's done to me, I didn't say that. Just like, hey, Nimrod, fuck you. I can't believe that you're such a fucking jerk because you did XYZ. What the fuck, bro? You know? But they see it as harassment and all this shit. Well, if he wasn't lying and breaking the fucking American law, federal law, let's just say universal law, since all motherfuckers will understand that. Or the natural law. Like, you can't do that shit. You think it's just fucking okay to go and harass people like that? That's harassment. Attacking you with fake lies. Just attacks. 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 To silence you. Bitch, I'm from America. Do you know what in the fuck our country will do to you because of what you're doing? But you're part of the military-industrial complex. You see, that's what you guys don't understand. This guy who's behind the Facebook crap... Hold on, wait. I have to look this up for just 1 second so I can give you the exact deets. This article says that Facebook partnered with the Atlantic Council. Well, the Atlantic Council is funded by the government. The Atlantic Council is the group that NATO uses to whitewash wars and foster hatred towards Russia, which in turn allows them to continue to justify themselves. It's funded by arms manufacturers like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Boeing. It is also funded by billionaire oligarchs like the Ukraine's Viktor Pinchuk and Saudi billionaire Baha Hariri, however you say their names. You know, like the list goes on, it says, right? But here's the rub. The highly unethical HSBC group, who has been caught numerous times laundering money for cartels and terrorists, is listed as one of their top donors. Yeah, you heard me right. But wait, there's more. They're also funded by pharmaceutical companies, Google, the United States, the US Army, and the Air Force. The think tank Facebook partnered with to make decisions on who they censor is directly funded by multiple state actors, including the United States, which voids any and all claims that Facebook is a wholly quote-unquote private actor. Is Facebook a private entity? No. But it gets worse. The Atlantic Council wields massive influence over the mainstream media too, which is why when this partnership was announced, no one in the mainstream press pointed it out as the Orwellian idea that it is. You know, instead they put out a bunch of BS, you know, to spin the fact that a NATO propaganda arm is now censoring the information Americans see on Facebook. And how many times have we caught them engaging in the creation of actual fake news, and no one in the mainstream media is even pointing this out?
Okay.
Where Ben the Nimrod Nemo comes into play, like, at one time he was a press officer for NATO, right? But what's Ben up to now? Well, apparently he's on the board of the
Atlantic Council. Okay.
I mean, here's a guy that sits there and calls a British man a Kremlin troll.
Okay.
And then when the guy says who he really is and shows his face, instead of apologizing, the guy's like, "Well, yeah, interesting to see the real face of him." Then turns around and calls him a pro-Kremlin troll, and says that the definition was based on the use of someone else's picture, systematic use of Kremlin narratives, and repetitive abusive behavior. What? Then WikiLeaks comes along and says, "You literally produced, with money from weapons companies and dictatorships, a fake news story that spread all over the world, defaming a very British retiree who wants to reduce arms company profits as a Kremlin bot." So, who's the paid troll? And not only is he the paid troll, but he's also your net nanny. I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. But you know, this is just, it's getting out of hand. It's just getting out of hand, like beyond out of hand. I mean, when the net nanny is so like just in your face, and it's just so apparent that it like starts spilling over into video games. What? Get out of here with this shit. You know what they ought to do? You ought to get all these sick motherfuckers off these video games. Like, they're like so satanic. Like, it's crazy. Have you seen video games these days? Some of them are so satanic. And instead of regulating that, right, we're regulating people who say fuck and shit and fag, like, and shit like that. Oh, it's so hateful. What, do you think I fucking sit around crying whenever you make fun of me because I'm straight and not gay? Or like whenever I'm vegan? But you think I sit there and fucking cry? Because, what, you fucking choose to eat steak and you're going to catch cancer and I'm probably not? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be less apt to die at a young age because, you know, I do things that try not to give me cancer. You know, I try to have a healthy diet. But you guys, the ones who make fun of me for being vegan, here, man. I got a bowl of grass for you. You want to eat some grass? There's some grass out in the yard. Like, the fuck? Like, not only is that, like, so fucking lowbrow it makes you look stupid, but it doesn't affect me. Like, I fucking laugh about how stupid you look. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? That shit don't hurt my feelings. But it's funny, because whenever I say something, you're so insecure that it hurts your feelings. That you feel that it's now your sole duty to go crazy in the reporting that you're like, oh my god, you know, like, and then make shit up. On top of that, on top of like trying to make me look bad, and only, how do you say, taking it out of context, they say, and making me look bad, like, you're also lying on top of it, you know? Like, talk about adding insult to injury. But, like, first, you'd have to injure me in the first place, you know? Like, I don't give a shit about any of this. I don't care, man. I'm just saying, this shit is way the fuck out of hand, bro. It needs to stop.
Well, let's ramp it up. Let's get even more retarded on the internet and on video games.
Go ahead. That's what you want to do. You want to fucking waste your life being a fucking absolute retard on a fucking video game? Then fucking by all means, get retarded. Let's get retarded. Let's get retarded. Yeah. I mean, like, for real, bro. Jeez. We can get retarded. Trust me, I can get more retarded than you could ever get. I can get more loud than you ever will. I can make much more of a scene than you could ever imagine. Believe me, kid. Believe me. And while you're at it, leave me the fuck alone. Seriously. Like, what? I have to stoop to your level and just start blocking every fucking body? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you to hear. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll.
Ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.